Awesome. Oh, hello, 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 my beautiful, beautiful, amazing listeners. Welcome to another episode of Powerful Inc. Startup Stories, where the everyday woman is heard, held, and supported. You guys, you have a dream in your heart. You are not in charge of how big or small that dream is going to be, but you are epically responsible for releasing it into the world, so that it can come to life and enhance your life, expand your heart, and trickle out and touch others who are waiting, begging on their knees for whatever it is that is in your heart. Today's guest, Donnie Bielo, is another spectacular, inspiring, beautiful example of how a dream in her heart became something so much bigger. And in really 15, 16 years, 15 years, 2009 to present day, 2024. And because she had an experience at 18 that sparked her heart and planted a seed that now became a women's touring global company, taking women on incredible, really sisterhood driven tours throughout the entire planet, started with focusing in Paris, focusing in France, and now over 60 tours in over 40 countries. I was looking at her website. She basically has a tour every week of the year, and I want to go on all of them. Donnie, I'm just as soon as your podcast agent reached out, I was just thrilled to the moon about what you've created. And I'm so, so, so excited to have a conversation with you today about your journey and how, you know, this has become so much bigger than even your dream. Like it really came into its own life.
Well, wow, Mia. That's all I can say. And with that introduction, I'm hoping that you can be my inspiration and lift me up every day at this time. If I can wake up at every day at 8 o'clock, somebody could say such beautiful things. What I love what you said, and it I think it's the theme of your show, but that you have a responsibility to fulfill that dream. That is. Gosh, I mean, that puts it in a different way. Like, you know, it's, I think that we've been shamed into, you know, not following our dreams. And you're saying, no, you actually have a responsibility to fulfill that dream. That is a beautiful way to look at it. So thank you for that. I've already totally started my day off right.
Well, yay. Maybe I should do like magic mornings with me or something. But
Yes. Yes,
the
please.
thing is, like, what I've seen with women who want to do something, it's so much easier to talk ourselves out of it.
Yes. And
Right?
people around you will talk you out of it
Yeah.
too. And we
Yeah.
want to not surround ourselves with too many of those people, you know.
Or be able to have a buffer. An internal buffer against it that,
Right.
you know, that says, okay, fine, but I'm still going to move ahead. So, like, guys, example, it's raining out. Are you going to stay inside all day just because it's raining out? Like, what
Right.
if you need groceries? What if you need to still go to work, get your pick
Right.
up your kid? Like, you still have to live, even though the external environment is doing things. It's about building up your internal environment to still proceed. And okay, here it comes out already. Donnie, I warned you. It was just at Disneyland. I'm so hooked. I'm going to be a crazy Disney person. My 5, almost 6-year-old daughter and I are standing in front of the castle where Walt and Mickey are in bronze statue. And my sweet, beautiful little girl says, "Thank you, Walt Disney, for doing this. Thank you for pursuing your dream." We are all a
Wow.
version. I know. And she's right. She's wild.
Wow.
She's
She's been tutored
incredible.
by Miss Dream Maker
I'm
over there.
like, okay, no pressure, no pressure. Just be you. But we are all a version of Walt Disney. We are all a version of Oprah. We are all a version
Beautiful.
of Princess Diana, you guys, right? So
Oh.
this is where if we can forget about ourselves and really buy into our purpose of being here, then we can create something that will exceed our wildest dreams. And Donnie, I mean, again, Girl's Guide to the World is that. It was Girl's Guide to Paris, right? In its
Yes.
origin, and
Yes.
evolved from there. And you came from the nonprofit sector, you came from humanitarian work, and are now doing like these. I'm not gonna necessarily, like I'm gonna say, yeah, they're luxury tours. They're like 10 star and above, but they are really for the everyday woman who's looking for friendship, who's looking for fulfilling that heart, who's looking for connection and adventure, right?
There's been a lot of studies recently about how taking time off, taking a vacation, taking a holiday, journey, adventure, whatever you want to call it, and wherever, if it's with us or if it's, by yourself or, anything, it's extends your life. It's a longevity boost. It actually helps your mental capacity in terms of it cures and can help cure depression. It is unbelievable what taking some time away can do for you health-wise, in terms of wellness, in terms of people who take the two vacations that most of us in the US get a year, max, and then of course people who take more are much less likely to have a heart attack. I mean, it is incredible the science behind. So when we think about taking some time off, taking your daughter to Disney, for example, it's what they and I've somebody mentioned this who was, much smarter than I, who knows a lot more than I do about these things, but it's called pattern interrupt. So you're interrupting that daily grind, and hopefully it's not a grind, not this day, I can tell you, thanks to you, but that daily, the chores and the work and the feeding the kids and the
That's
going to the
right.
dry cleaner and, doing your 8 to 10 hours of paid work and all of the above. But to take that time is a huge investment in yourself. So, if obviously I understand not everybody can afford our trips, but I do want to encourage women in particular, because we're the caregivers in general, even still today with men helping out so much more, we really have to take this time for ourselves, and it really, adds le years onto your life.
Well, and it connects you to a broader, mahaha,
Cute, cute, cute.
pun intended, community, right? Like I was watching some of the testimonials, and the one woman saying, like, it's not just a trip, it's a fully immersive experience, and it's catered so that the connections begin before the trip, and then obviously the bonds are formed. And for my 40th, I rented a mansion and I invited all
Nice.
my friends. Yeah, right. I mean, because
Love
I
it.
live,
Why the heck not?
and we did 2 nights, 3 days. I invited all my friends. It was local, so they could drop in and out amongst their schedules,
Oh,
right?
cool. Yeah.
And stay. And we had like such an epic time. And now, of course, I'm a dog with a bone. I'm like, again, again,
When can
again,
we do it? Yeah.
right? Because it allowed exactly what you're talking about. It allowed that full break, that full permission even to really let yourself be, you, and not the roles that we play and hold
Right,
day to
right,
day. And
right.
that is like such a generous gift to give yourself. And anybody who goes on any one of your trips once is going to be different forever
Oh,
as a
you
result
know,
of
and that is
that.
the goal. That is the goal, because I'm trying to, and with what I was just saying about health and wellness, I do think that we think of holiday as a luxury. And it should not be considered, it should be considered part of your health and wellness program, like, good exercise, like eating healthy, like getting all the sleep that you need, 8.5 hours. But there is something so rich, restorative and rejuvenating when it comes to connecting with other humans. I mean, especially so many of us are working remotely. We spend all of our time on these phones, right? And we think we're connecting, but we are not connecting face to face, belly to belly laughing. That is such a, and women, I think in particular, need, we are social creatures. Humans are social creatures, but women really, really need this. And if you've been on one girls' night and you had a girls', long weekend at a mansion for your birthday, I love that. But what's amazing is that, people don't realize that you can actually create that really quickly with a group of women that you don't even know, as long as you have a some boundaries, a facilitator, you basically create a space to hold that bonding energy, and you foster it, and it comes alive just naturally, because people who self-select and come on trips are willing to take the plunge
That's
of,
right.
going out there and meeting new people. And we also find that people, ladies, well, interestingly, I don't know the stats for Canada, but in the United States, 53% of women are single. So highest number
Right.
ever.
Wow.
And then we have tons of people who have partners, families, and husbands or whatever, come because maybe he or she, whatever the case may be, doesn't want to go to that place, doesn't have the time, can't for any number of reasons. But even if they could, it's really nice to have some time away from your partner. I know a lady, yes, we all know this.
Absence makes the heart
Really,
grow fonder.
really does. And it's important, and it's not something you should feel guilty about either. So
No, it's like that pattern interrupt that you mentioned, and I wrote that down because that is not a very commonly talked about concept. And we definitely get into like this status quo state of living. And then, for us and my family, Disney was booked in January of this year and executed just now in October. And so we had this to look forward to all year. And as the time approached, I was sort of like, oh, I kind of want it to be a little bit longer yet because I enjoy looking forward to it, right? But then having had the experience now, so the point of all this, like, it has interrupted the pattern for the whole year, and it now continues to interrupt the pattern after, because as I've been saying at work, like, I'm a different person now. Like, my heart has expanded as a result of the experience, right? And so finding ways that we can do that, big or small, help us experience, enjoy, be more in our day-to-day now, right?
Well, as you said, it's your responsibility to make your dreams come true.
Absolutely.
But it's also your responsibility to decide to lead a fun, happy, peaceful
Yes.
life. And it is a decision.
Yes.
Right. Circumstances are going to happen to everyone.
That's right.
People are going to die in your life around
Yeah.
you. You will, we
Yeah.
have a very short amount of time here.
Yeah.
But I decided after watching, being perfectly honest, my mother, who was really not, did not have a happy life.
Right.
And I just decided, I'm just not going to go along that path. I refuse to do it. I'm going to have a great life. I decided that. I don't know what age it was. I mean, it was because it's been with me for a long time. So I
Yeah.
do think you can make that conscious decision. And I think a part of that, of course, is investing in yourself, taking time, and obviously come on one of our trips. We'd love that. But also to look at, these are so many cliches, but the glass half full, because it's so when you find yourself kind of in a crabby mood, or depressed, where it's lasting days and months, it's because you're thinking usually about all the things that you don't have. I wish this, I wish that. And we often forget to think about what we do have. I mean, this is why people say you need a gratitude journal each night. I am grateful for, for having this conversation with you right now. It's make, getting all my cells kind of, neurons
Activated.
firing and cells just percolating and feeling alive, because we're having a connection. Hopefully other people who are seeing this will feel that too. So I do think keep, every day to just be grateful that right now the sun is shining. I'm
Mm-hmm.
super grateful for that. I'm a sun, sign. I just sun, helps me feel awake and alive. So, I think it's appreciating what you have in every form. And if you can, if it's, I mean, I love how much you've appreciated Disney, because my husband would never ever go, because he was like, oh, it's just, I can't stand the lines and da da da. But what
What
you have
lines?
to do is you gave your daughter this beautiful gift, and you got to watch her, and that's what I like to do. I'm still doing that with women. My daughter's 31, can't take her to Disney anymore, but we get to do a lot of other great things, and my son's older. But watching women that we bring on these groups, have their version of Disney, which is,
That's
we just
right.
back from Prague, Budapest, and Vienna. And for example, we just saw the Parliament in Prague. It's just an extraordinary building. And then we went by it at night on a river cruise. It was all lit up, and it was like a castle, a magic, Disney castle, but it was, real, not magic, and just absolutely beautiful. So, but experiencing that beauty with other people that you've gotten to know over the week, it really is something very, very special. And the idea, as we get older, and a lot of people who come on our trips, usually, I mean, if you actually look at, this is considered solo travel. So most people who are participating in solo travel tend to be over 45. It makes sense, because you got more time and more money. Kids are a little bit older. If you don't have kids, your job is a little bit more flexible. But anyway, as you get older, it gets a little bit more difficult to get those sparks flying, and to meet new people gets harder. It's easy when your kids are young or you're starting out at a job, but to know that 45, 65, 75, all these different ages, you can keep getting excited like your daughter did when she saw Walt Disney. You can keep making new friends like she's probably doing in school today. That is exciting to know it's still out there. You can lead a very full life up until, the very
The
end.
end. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we may forget that, right? Because we get a bit complacent. And this
And bogged
isn't,
down just by
oh, yeah,
the
like
stuff, the
not
list,
from
the list of
judgment
things.
or just it's just something that can happen if we don't have a connection to something, or if we're not giving space for creativity, right? Because a lot of what you're describing, and like pasta making and river tours, and it stirs new energy in you, and it brings out new inspiration.
It
So
does.
let's go then into 18-year-old Donnie in Paris with her big sister, right? Took you there for a high school graduation present. And the dream was planted. And then Girls Guide to Paris started. And now, like, you're a mega company. And I've got a million questions, but I want to
Fire
hear.
away. I'm here. I'm here. I can't wait.
Do you still go on all the trips? I
Oh
have to
my
know,
God, no. Can
right?
you imagine? No, and I'm actually, we just celebrate our anniversary of our first date, my husband and I, last night, 44 years. We met in high school. Or I should say, we met when we were first born. No. So I
Congratulations.
am trying to stay married, and if I was going on 65 trips, I would probably be in the hospital or dead. I don't know.
Well, you can't really go from
Impossible.
like Prague yet.
No possible way. So, I did say from the beginning. But now we have about 20 other, we call them trip leaders or trip facilitators, because we actually just recently did a training to help train them as leaders, because leadership training is something that, everybody, it's kind of a buzzword in business, but when you think about freelance people, they never get this kind of thing. They loved it so much. We have a girl's guide, what I call, excuse me, the Bible. And the Girl Guide Bible is for those guides and facilitators to, not only know how we like to do things and sort of our signature brand things, but also what to do when this happens and that, or you might have a chatty Cathy, somebody maybe like myself who likes to talk, and you want to kind of quiet her down. And when you have a group, and bring up those more introverted people, because they're really interesting. The introverts are really, really interesting. We just have to get them to tell
Have to
their
come out.
stories. So, and now we also, not we don't allow you to sit next. Like, maybe you come and you come with your friend. You can't sit together each night. We want you to move around, so that you're not like a little isolated twosome in a group of eight, but you're going to get to know every single person. Because even what I love to see is, your first night, you might connect with, Laura and Susie, but there's another girl that, you have a little doubt about. She's not your kind of person, but you have to sit next to her on the next night. And then you realize, okay, well, they told me don't ask questions. If you don't know what to do, ask questions. So you ask questions of that lady, and then pretty soon you guys get talking and you realize, like, oh my gosh, this is like the most interesting person I've met all year. And you end up at the end of the, week saying, we gotta meet up. I mean, I'd love to come visit you or whatever. It happens all the time
All the
because
time.
we usually end up in our daily life meeting people that are more similar to ourselves. So it's really exciting to make a connection with someone that you didn't, you had your doubts about. Maybe the book, the cover of the book didn't look so interesting to you, and they're 20 years younger, 20 years older, like totally out of your, they come from a different place in the country, they have different background, whatever it is. It's exciting to make those kind of connections with people that are not the obvious. I love that. I think that is another sort of healthy benefit from this kind of throwing yourself in with people that you don't know. It takes some courage, and a lot of people have a little bit of what I call a cafeteria trauma inside,
For like
which is
sitting next
like,
to
what I'm talking
strangers.
about. Third, fourth grade, you're at a new school, you're sitting by yourself, you're not at the pool table. And a lot of women are worried about that. And we dispel what well, we dispel those fears, but usually by the first night. You give ladies a glass of wine. Not everybody wine, but it helps, sort of
Yeah, at
smooth out
least
that.
set the mood.
Yeah, and we have,
And
icebreakers and all that. But we did train our facilitators, getting back to my original point, in how to deal with this group dynamic, which is, it's complex. When you're with people for a week, everybody's super polite in the beginning, and then, some things kind of bubble up. And so it's important also when you're training le leaders for trips to understand what they're going through, which of course I know intimately, but she was so great. This woman, we're going to use her again, at saying, what is triggering you? Because you have to stay calm, cool, and collected the whole time. So how do you do that? And that's not easy in any work situation. So anyway, it was so helpful. And we're just looking to do more and more of that, so that the group dynamic is really the most vibrant thing about it, as well as, fabulous hotels and fabulous food and, interesting destinations, and not checking off just the to-dos, the obvious
Well,
to-dos
that's
that
it,
you
right? Like you're there for the people and for their hearts, really, again, to expand. And there's so much that you said in this round here that I want to put aside and come back to. You've got 20, if not more, trip leaders. So from your dream now, you've created opportunity for so many more women to have a dream. And like, trust me, I'll be applying, I don't know, in the next 10 years. She's five going on six, and the other one's a teenager. So like, pay out a little bit. This is my chapter right now,
Yes.
but
It happens quickly. It happens fast. I can't believe it.
take women on trips around the world with you. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Beautiful. And now, part of more questions that I had is the experience itself, and it seems organic that it would come to a point where I don't know if it's coaching, but it is supporting connection. And what you've just described really resonates as encouraging safe discomfort. And
Ah,
when we
oh,
teach
great.
women,
Well, I love
use
how you put
it,
that. Yeah.
right? Safe discomfort. And teaching women to do that, particularly in later years in life when we tend to be more conservative, more shrinking energy, more ingrained in the patterns that have
Yep.
served
I don't
us,
like to do this. I don't like to do this. Yep.
right? And you encourage that, and then again, that woman is going to be changed as a result and come back to, I actually can do this. I actually do. I
It's
didn't know I
empowering.
would like that. And like
Yeah.
the Jane to Susie connection, where they may not have known in their day-to-day back home, but on this trip, they've had this revelation of, of that more concept that's available
Yeah.
from being willing to be a little bit uncomfortable, but with your trip leaders being held in safety to do so. Like, that's really important. I used to be one of those people who would cringe and just be like, I'll just sit here by myself and just do my own thing, and like, that's how I'll enjoy it, right?
I
And
can't believe that.
I
That's
know,
shocking.
because over time, didn't happen overnight. Over time, I encouraged and allowed myself to stretch that. And now I'm like, plunk me down anywhere, anything, anytime, no problem. Like, I deal with conflict all day long at work. Like, so, but that comes with experience and exposure.
Yeah.
But some of us can't just, jump in with
You need the training wheels.
everything.
You
You
need some
need
training
some,
wheels before
you
you're
need some
riding a
support.
marathon. Yeah.
And that is such a added value to the tours,
Yeah.
because it's like a personal development element
Yeah.
to
It is.
the
It's
whole
empowering
experience.
and
Yeah.
expanding. It
Yeah.
expands your concept of yourself, of
Yeah.
the world, of how other, it's so enlightening. And this is what happened to me at 18.
Okay.
It wasn't that I fell in love with Paris at that moment. I fell in love with Paris a few years later in the hardcore way that it's still, we still have a place there now for 20 years.
Yeah.
But what I remember the most, and I'm sure that everybody who's traveled anywhere has felt this, but I just remember thinking at age 18, knowing nothing and thinking I knew everything. There's
Yeah.
nobody who knows more than an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old.
Right.
Oh my God. But anyway, I remember, sitting in being, looking at Notre Dame and thinking, just going through. We went to a number of countries on that trip, but realizing there's just a whole different way to do things. I didn't have any idea that you could lead a life in this way over here, A way, B way, C way. And there's no judgment about, it's just a different way to do things. So,
That's right.
and we tried to teach our kids that when we'd bring them to Paris. I remember one summer, they had some friends come and we were at the park. We were at Luxembourg Gardens, and somebody said, "Well, what do you mean you can't walk on the grass in this park? And why can't we bring the dog to the park? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
The dogs are in restaurants, and
Yeah.
that's weird." I said, "That's really weird that we why can't we lay on the grass like we do in, at Central
At
Park,
home.
whatever?"
Yeah.
And I said, "No, it's not weird. It's just different." It's just different. So, and then you said, "Well, do you like Paris or London better?" Well, don't, what? That's not a choice. Don't make that choice. It's,
Yeah.
those are two different places. They're both really interesting. You might want to go back to Paris more, or you might
Right.
want to, experience something else. But I don't, I really think it's to stay curious and stay open and not want to put things into these slots of this is good, bad, ugly, weird. I like this better. We want to qualify and quantify things all the time. It's really fun to try not to do that.
That's right. And you have to work a little bit harder at it, right? Because you're
Yes.
removing judgment from the equation. And
Right.
it's so easy and inherent to respond with judgment. That's weird, right? But neutralizing that
I'm so sorry.
allows, that's okay.
a cold that I'm just getting over, and when I talk a little bit,
Yeah, I know.
but
My voice
right
was
now,
trashed post-trip. So I was like, am I going to be able to
I
podcast Friday?
know.
Well, here we are, squeaking away. But it's a mindset growth, right? To be open again, rather than constricting against to what's familiar. So Donnie, when you started the company 15 years ago, the kids would have been teenagers then. So
Right.
what did that look like? And what did it look like transitioning from the work that you were doing into, building a company and dealing with teenagers and traveling and like
Oh
your
my gosh.
partnership with your husband?
I'm gonna have to get something just to quell my throat, because I don't want to just keep coughing in your
Okay.
ear. So just give me one second while I
Got
do
it.
that. I'm dying to answer that question, but I'd like to do it without coughing so much. So,
I relate.
sorry about that.
Not at all.
Okay. Transitions excite me, whereas I know they scare a lot of people, but they I basically was on almost a 7, 8 year track where I was in the film business. Produced television commercials about 8 years. Then I stayed home with the kids, which was such a luxury that I got to do that. My husband was then able to take sort of an early retirement out of his tech world life, and then I got to go back to work. I started doing that in the not-for-profit arena and politics. Did that for about 8 years. Amazing fun, but a big burnout. Kind of saving the world is exhausting, I found out. So,
Well, that
yeah.
way, saving the world with women's trips, because
Yeah,
we're, yeah, connecting and
exactly.
healing women, yeah.
Right. So so anyway, it was time to do something else. And I will thank profusely the life coach that I used. And I'm really a big believer in using any help that you can to allow you to fulfill these dreams. Sometimes you don't even know what the dream is because you're so exhausted and burnt out from the previous job or the previous thing. Lucky
Take a
enough.
minute, take a minute, let that sit in. Sometimes you don't even know what the dream is because you're just so caught up in the kerfuffle of the day-to-day.
Right.
100%.
That is so
That's
true. And
right.
it's, you need somebody to help you voice
Yes.
it,
Yes.
to even resolve it in your brain,
Yes.
and to allow you to I guess what she helped me do is she said, well, what about this? Could you try this? You could do a blog or a podcast, or I don't think there was even podcasts then, but excuse me, I think it was blog. You could do a blog about Paris or whatever it was that I was. I think it was just talking about Paris, and I didn't know. Knew I wanted to get out of this thing. I didn't really know what the next thing was, but I just kept throwing up roadblocks. Well, that wouldn't work because this somebody said, but you can hire someone to help you. And she kept saying, well, but there's this. You could do this. It's like, well, why am I throwing up all these roadblocks? She's coached a lot more impressive people than myself. Why can't I try this? I'm really sorry about my coughing.
No problem. We're almost there anyway.
We are. My voice is shutting down. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so I really believe in getting help to have people help you. It cost me some money. It was an investment. And because if somebody just helps you, like a friend, if you get a real professional, you spend some money, a little bit where you're a little bit uncomfortable, then you listen to everything. And we had a booklet I went through, and I did every single thing in that booklet. And that's what allowed me to start this company. It was still really hard. The first 5 years, I didn't have any idea how I was going to make any money. It wasn't until 2 years in that we started doing the tours, and I started with like one a year. I was working really hard and still making no money for quite a while. So it was, first of all, I had the ability to do that, which is a luxury, which not everybody has. I mean, I understand that. But what was in my mind, which I don't think I told myself with these other sort of 8-year career stints or staying at home, was that I am not going to fail. This is going to work. I am just not going to let myself down. I will not quit on myself. And I said that to myself over and over again. I got advice. I got, sometimes you'd have to hire a consultant. Eventually, in let's see, it was really during COVID. My husband was then doing some consulting in the tech world, just got so sick of it, sick of what he was doing. And we are trapped now in a room together, in a house together, can't go out. So I said, you need to redesign your website. Anyway, he kind of got roped in, and now he works with me. And but he really helped us grow because he had, real, hard business background with taking a company from 9 to 900 in 5 years. So he helped us just exponentially grow, 10, 20, 30, 40 tours, kind of real quick growth. We were really primed and ready to expand it as soon as COVID was over, because we knew there was going to be huge demand. And and that's what happened. So you never know where you're going to get help from. The last person in the world I thought I would be working with would be my husband, but now we have a team of like 8 people, an amazing, operations manager, really dedicated women that are globally located all over the world, because we have no office. It's amazing how nowadays you can create these businesses or whatever dream that you have, and you don't have to open a brick and mortar.
That's
It's and because of Zoom and all these other fantastic applications, you can connect and even there's people who've been working for me for a couple of years I haven't met in
In
person,
person. That I really appreciate the behind the scenes look at what it took, because the internet selling overnight success and in the
Oh my
coaching business
gosh.
and all of this. And I'm just going to say it loud and proud, like, guys, I'm a five-figure earner and that's okay. Like, let's be where we are because we don't know what else is going to come. And normalizing that, building a business, a holistic, intentional, experience, like 5-star experience service, takes time. And there's a difference between being sort of like a corner coach where there's one on every corner versus a professional, really supportive, really can really hold you through a transformation, can really deliver you to an outcome. The way that you described your life coach is so beautiful that
Oh,
she came in
she's
with,
an amazing person. You know where she works now? At the
no.
White House.
Oh
So
my
she's a
gosh.
heavyweight. She's a real heavyweight. Can you imagine how difficult that
Wow.
must be? She's the coach for all those people that are working at the White House. I
That's
mean, she and another
incredible.
person, but yeah, it's amazing. So there are fantastic people and resources out there to
That's
help you
right. That's
realize your
right.
dreams. So as you said, it's your responsibility. And you can start, we actually have a life coach joining us in January on a trip in Todos Santos. Todos Santos is a little town just north of Cabo, about 1 hour and 15 minutes, but very different than Cabo. There's sand. Most of the streets are sand. There's no high rise. I'm not a fan of high rises on the beach. I really like an organic, beach feel. It's gorgeous. There's whales that jump out of the water. It's a really inspirational place. So we're doing a retreat there. I think we have a couple spaces left in January with a wonderful life coach who lives in France. Realized her dream in doing that. And it's a great way to start, figuring out what your next transformation is. I like to do that or create the space to do that. I don't have the, I'm not a coach myself, but I really believe in that activity. So if anyone is looking for that. We have at least one answer.
Well, that's, it was another question too, like about what other things can happen on the trips. And so you have that creative flexibility. And you guys, if you're thinking about something, Todos Santos energy is, it's completely magnetic and it
You
changes
know
you
it.
already. Yeah.
Oh,
And
cool.
like barely, but enough. So it's almost like you go through this vortex into this other energy field that shifts you.
It's
And then you
true.
combine that with a life coach and women and everything. Amazing. And think
Yeah.
about starting off 2025 with something like that is a home run for sure. So,
Absolutely. And it's actually one of our most affordable trips too.
Well, I want to mention, because like there's a woman here locally, she was a photographer, and now she started doing luxury vacations with photography, and they pack up the gowns and everything. And I mean, her prices are okay, and I think your prices are okay too. Like if somebody were to save for whatever time based on their budget, because I don't want people, again, that could be another excuse to not, I can't
Correct.
afford. You
Correct.
make the choice to work towards that. And, like the life coach investment, was it worth it at the time? Look at what you have now.
Oh my God.
Look at what
I mean,
you have
I think
now.
it was, I can't remember, and this is a long time ago. This is like 15 or 20 years ago. It was $5,000 or $7,000 for a weekend. So this trip I think is $6,000 for 6 nights with the life coach, whale watching, blah blah blah. And it's 2024. It's obviously that was intensive in 2 days, and we're gonna do what I like to do in terms of the retreats that we do. And we do mostly, we don't do that many retreats. We do like 4 or 5 a year. I love this kind of stuff, obviously. What I'd like is to offer a retreat discovery trip. So you're having that retreat experience, whether it's we're doing one in Maui, and it's a woman who's a sound healer. We're doing all kinds of really interesting things with her. This one's a life coach. We're doing a writing retreat that's sold out already. But there's all sorts of different retreats. But it's not like you're going to go to a room and sit in there for 10 hours a day, which is often the case with let's say a yoga retreat, which are very, very popular. But those are really intensive, and a lot of people are not quite ready for that, So these are like 2 hours a day of work, if you will, transformative work. And then the rest of the time you're going to go see things, do things, experience, as you said, the amazing energy in Todos Santos, for example, or Maui, or whatever the case may be. They just came back from Fiji, did an amazing retreat there with a health coach as well as a trans medium. And people were absolutely transformed by that. So, but they got to learn how to weave the mats that they basically did some local artisanship with some local artisans, and learning more about the culture. They got to go snorkeling. They, had some beautiful meals and cocktails. It's not like these are, all vegan or all alcohol-free kind of retreats. So it's a quasi sort of half retreat, half vacation, if you will. And that seems to be a really nice mix for a lot of people that are not ready to do. And I'm a retreat whore. I've been on hundreds of retreats. I love a retreat. I mean, I pass it down to my son. For his 30th birthday, we went on a silent 10-day silent retreat in Guatemala. But that's not, most people are not going to do that, because it
And
was,
you did
I did it with him.
it? Good job. And
It
then talk
was right.
nonstop
It actually wasn't hard to not
the
talk. It was
way home.
actually really enjoyable, restful in a way.
Donnie, I love the journey that you've taken us on, and the that you're like just an everyday woman who pursued something with conviction, and who got her umbrella out when it rained, put her snow boots on when it snowed, and put her sunglasses on when the sun was shining and took advantage of it. And what the result is of your company now is because you were willing to stick with it. You were willing to not know at the beginning. Like, you guys, did you hear? She said 5 years of kind of mucking around and figuring out and not having money coming in and 1 to 2 tours. And then time and consistency brought forward more and more opportunities that brought your husband in and brought, the expansion in. And now you've created something that is so much bigger than you, and it's so beautiful. And I was thrilled to the moon when you first landed in my inbox, and now I'm even more thrilled about where I can place Girls Guide to the World in my future
Oh.
as, as whatever, as a contributor, as an attendee, as a promoter. Like, this is important and beautiful service to offer so that we can bring back some of that into our own life and interrupt the patterns and make new changes and influence that we don't know where it will trickle out and come back to. But we have to be willing to say yes at the onset, like you were.
Well, you just talking to you, I as I told you before, it made my day. I think you are an inspiration to all the people that are listening to you. And how lucky is your daughter that she gets to have you as a mom, because you just exude heart. And that is what it's all about, isn't it? Whatever you do, just do it with heart, with passion, with awareness, with positivity, with gratitude. And you are all those things. Wow, is all I can say.
Thank you. This has been beyond, and my heart is bigger, and I'm so grateful to know you and look forward to continuing to know you and sharing you with my audience, Donnie. You're amazing.
Likewise, likewise. I feel exactly the same.
Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. Oh, where can we follow you? I always forget that at the end.
Oh, yes.
Where,
Hello.
so who wants to go to Todos Santos, and where do they go
Yeah.
for
And if you don't,
anyhow?
if Mexico's not your vibe, we have only 65 other trips to choose from. So,
Right.
yeah, I hope there we'll find something for you. But you just go to Girls Guide to the World. So
Yeah.
GIRLS, Girls
Yeah.
Guide to, spell it out, TO, the world. On our contact page there, you will see we have a private Facebook group. That is ad-free zone. We are not pushing any tours there. It's a way. It's called the Girls Guide Traveling Sisterhood,
Oh,
to
cute.
really encourage other women to get out there and do
Great.
that pattern interrupt, realize their dreams,
Great.
and connect with each other. So that's a really fast growing group. But also, you can of course follow us on Facebook, on Pinterest, on Instagram. We're active there every day, and those links are on our contact page. So just check it out. We also love to talk to people before they book a trip. It's not necessary, but it's really helpful. You're going to make this investment. Is this the right trip for you? Where are you at in your life? What's going on? What places have maybe you didn't think about that might be great for and exciting for you to see, knowing, a little bit about your background. We have a wonderful lady, actually a number of them, who are available to talk to you at any time.
Yeah,
So
thank you.
that's what I encourage people to do, is just reach out and check it out and see, if there's a little corner that looks good for you. We'd love to have you.
Awesome, awesome. And I'll post all that in the show notes,
Thank you.
and we'll share you around the world, and we'll
Oh
see
my
you.
gosh. Thank you,
We'll see
Mia.
you around. Thank you,
You
Donnie.
made my Disney magic today.
Oh,
So,
thank you, love. Thank
and
you.
thank you so much.